Coach McKillop, Davidson and Fordham tonight. Coming into the game, Davidson playing some really effective basketball.
John, we have come off two victories last week, Virginia Commonwealth on the road and Massachusetts here. But it's interesting how this conference shows so many different defensive looks, and we're going to see that tonight because I think that Fordham plays every defense that exists in this conference.
Coach, you beat them up there. What tweaks do you think they will try to make for their attack on you tonight?
Well, one thing we need to look at is Duquesne beat them by 23 up there. Then they went to Duquesne and beat Duquesne by 23. So a 46-point turnaround. So this is a team that, first of all, is not going to look at past experience and say, hey, we can't beat them. So my sense is they're probably going to try to guard the three-point line and dare us to penetrate, stick their big 6'10", 6'11 guy at the front rim, and take it from there.
You know, this you talk about this league. I watched last night LaSalle and Rhode Island go to overtime. LaSalle had a lot of chances to win that game.
Competitive start to finish. You get an overtime game at LaSalle, top 20 team in Rhode Island. I mean, it's happening all across the conference, and it's a young conference, so expect the same thing to occur next year.
Coach, as you go talk to your team in the locker room in a few minutes, the key points that you're going to make to them.
On a defensive side, we've got to be connected. We've got to be in the gaps. We've got to be on what we call a tape, the dividing line of the court. And then we've got to position ourselves on the ball. So positioning on the ball and off the ball as a connected group of defenders is absolutely imperative. From an offensive standpoint, we've got to be attacking, but we've got to be poised. We cannot be sucked into firing a three-point shot after one or two passes. We will get numerous opportunities to shoot the ball tonight. And the question will be, are we patient and poised enough to take the best shot that we get?
Shot selection, one of the most important things in basketball. It looks like Davidson's getting some really good looks at the basket.
Well, in our last two games against Fordham, we shot 53 and 58. And when you're shooting that kind of percentage, and we had terrific assist-turnover ratios, I think we had 23 assists in one game, 25 in the other, it seems like we're passing the ball. So the shots are coming off of assists, which they're going to probably look at and say, no, we're going to make them come off the dribble. So that's my anticipation in terms of what they're going to try to do to us tonight.
Finally, Coach, the balanced attack that Davidson is showing offensively makes the team, I think, hard to guard.
Especially the way some guys have now emerged as scorers. Will McGarity is shooting very well from three. Rusty Regal has shot well from three all year long. Kellen and Peyton have done that all year long. John has. Keyshawn Pritchard is shooting lights out right now. So we've got guys knocking down three-point shots, and that makes us pretty difficult to defend.
Good luck tonight, Coach, against Fordham.
Thanks, John.